My prayer for Gabrielle. I pray life to the seed of truth and love that was sown into your heart, Friday night. I speak tenderly to the hope we spoke into you, a hope that will not disappoint. I pray, Gabrielle, that you will water that hope with the tender love of the Lord, that you will seek him with all of your heart diligently. You are the one who is responsible to bring life to that seed of truth that brings hope to your soul. You must engage the Lord your God, with the very depths of your being. Seek him, Gabrielle. Every night before sleep, and every morning when you awake. If you should waken in the middle of the night with an anxious, unsettled, even fretful heart, call out to him. Ask him for his help, his Spirit, who is your help, as he is the helper. I can testify to the Lord's heart for you, that his heart is tender to you. The Deep One stands over you and calls out to you, to the depths of Gabrielle's heart. Tenderly he speaks to you. I feel his love for you. But Gabrielle, you must turn to him. Turn to him with all of your heart. Put yourself in a place that will help you to draw near to him, where you can learn to drink deeply of the riches of his love for you, so you aren't empty when you desire to give love to others. As that love you want to be able to give to others, that love is God. You do not have it to give if you do not drink him in and satisfy your need often, even daily. Order your life. Consecrate your life. Set yourself apart from seeking your need for approval and respect from people, and seek these only from the Lord. For whoever you seek these things from, you make yourself a slave to. Cut these cords that bind your heart to people, and attach these cords. They are cords of faith connected to your hope. Connect them to God alone, for he alone should be your master, your hope. If you will seek all these things for your heart from the Lord diligently, then he will satisfy you, and you will have a heart full of love to give others. You, Gabrielle, you will be a light to the lost and hurting. But you can't give what you don't have yourself. Don't be one who only says to people, you should listen to them, they care for you. But you will be one instead, who brings the love of the Lord to them yourself. You will be an eyewitness of the grace and beauty of the Lord, because you will have spent time with him daily. You will be one of the wise virgins Jesus speaks of in the parable of the 10 virgins. When you keep your lamp full of the oil of the Holy Spirit daily, when you water those seeds in the depths of your heart daily, when you drop the things in your life that don't make a good accompaniment to the pure, rich, and lovely food of the Lord. Not that you should take yourself out of the world, but rather that you would steal your heart away from looking to the world to satisfy your heart and fill yourself with the Lord. So when you are with the people of the world, you will be strong and well-fed by the one true living God of truth and love. Bless you, dear one. My heart, God's heart, even my own heart, is tender to you. Hugs and kisses. Call me. My wife wants to meet you also. We'd like to have you over for dinner. Bless you.